Since President Trump took office, illegal immigration has gone down on our southern border. But over the weekend, 9 migrants died in the back of a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas, in an incident that will be tried as a human trafficking crime. There were 39 people being smuggled in the back of the trailer, and another 20 are in extremely severe critical condition, authorities say.
Many experts are saying this is a sign migrants are turning to riskier paths into the country as the federal government takes aim at illegal immigration. And the show's Lauren Gilger is here with more on this. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. So I spoke with Luis Salinas more about this earlier this morning. He's a sociologist with the Center for Immigration Research at the University of Houston. And I asked him, when was the last time we were seeing mass deaths like this one that happened over the weekend?
About 14 years ago, we had a trailer was abandoned near Houston. And 19 people from that trailer died. There was probably, I think, 30 people, so like half of them died, in that big one. And we haven't had anything that big in a while. We have had incidences where people, where they've been caught, but, large numbers. For example, a couple of weeks ago, they found a trailer with 72 people inside of it. But luckily, it wasn't the heat that these people had been exposed to. And so what we're seeing is it's not just the harsher penalties. They're also limiting summer work visas, where a lot of immigrants would come in and work for the summer doing crop work, construction work, and all the summer entertainment work, like carnivals and the beach shops and all of those things. Mm-hmm. And then they would go back. And people had been doing that for years. Well, currently, they've cut back on those visas. And so those people that have been doing that for years are finding themselves, basically economically very desperate. We counted on that money to live. So now they're resorting to some of these measures to come over at this time.
So do you think this is surprising with the decrease in illegal immigration that we've seen this year? I mean, the rhetoric and the story this year has been that since President Trump took office, there have been fewer people trying to come across the border illegally.
That's true. I mean, the numbers have gone down. But it's not the random numbers anymore. Now we're seeing this slightly other pattern of these other individuals that had been doing it legally, and all of a sudden now they're being forced to do it illegally. The other trend here is that it used to be sort of smaller issues where somebody with a pickup truck and a camper would get 8 to 10 people there, and that was it. And so now we're moving to these trailer rigs, that are carrying, large numbers of people. Basically, it's like one trip, and we'll just try to maximize it as much as we can because we know that there's a chance that we'll get caught.
Right. Do you think we'll be seeing more of this with the policies that you mentioned?
Yeah. Basically, when people have been used to living a certain way legally, and that's taken away from them sort of somewhat arbitrarily, people are going to, you have to eat. And so If people have no other choice, they're going to resort to this again.
What policies do you think need to change to prevent this from happening more in the future?
I think basically, one, the guest worker visas, but at the individual level, not the... Because once you centralize it to a program like the Bracero program, it becomes too unwieldy. You have too many problems that can occur in corruption, too. But if you have those worker visas with individual employers, like I said, from carnivals, from shops at beaches that want to hire somebody for the summer, it's a win-win situation for everybody. They have a hard worker. The worker comes, he gets the summer money, and he goes back home. So it's really puzzling. They're cutting back on these worker visas. And some people say, no, they're taking the jobs that Americans want. Americans don't want to be cleaning out, working in the kitchens at these carnivals and small seaside or riverside establishments because it's dirty, grueling work that Americans would prefer not to do.
So from a human level, though, I mean, this is risking your life crossing the border now. Why do you think that they're still willing to do this?
Basically, it's desperation. The non-skilled labor in Mexico is extremely low paid. It's like here. You can't live on the minimum wage in the U.S. There was a study done recently that if you worked 60 hours a week at minimum wage, you would have trouble surviving without any kind of assistance. And Mexico has no assistance, and their minimum wage is even worse. But it's not just Mexico. It's you know, Central America as well. And they're the ones that basically are saying, you know, I can't eat. You know, I don't have money to eat. I don't have money to live. And so they're desperate enough to engage in this.
All right. Luis Salinas is a lecturer at the Center for Immigration Research at the University of Houston. Luis, thanks so much for joining us to explain this today.
You're welcome. Thank you.